This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming as the vaccines decline in effectiveness against the infection, the CDC with a big announcement. So you subtract from the last shot 8 months, and it's when the booster would be due. That should start in September. What does it all mean? And the Taliban and a violent crackdown against children and women who are beaten and are bloody in the streets. The evacuation continues and can extend beyond that date of August 31st. What's happening as far as the world and others who are trying to help in this humanitarian crisis. The world keeps spinning, and we're on top of it all. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you've never been here before, if you have, once again, you know how we roll. Pull up a chair. Odds and ends, mailbag, what's on tap, and so much more coming your way. But first, let's talk about what's happening in our own backyard, and that is this conversation about the boosters and vaccines and the effectiveness of the vaccines and the mass tug of war, which is something that we've lived with now for over really 16, 17 months. It's just a little bit different this time around, where there are some school districts that they're requiring masks and others who are saying, no, that's against the orders of the governor, both in Texas and in Florida. And there are lawsuits that are being filed. It seems like every couple of hours, as one lawyer told me today in the great state of Texas, and a similar thing is happening in Florida as well. And again, this goes to vaccines. It goes to children and getting vaccines who are under 12 years old, because right now that's not happening. The COVID-19 boosters have the same goals as the final shots: survival and resilience. That's what the people in many, anyway, in the medical profession are saying, that the idea is the Delta variant is just too strong to ignore. And if you have had the Moderna shots, and if you have had the Pfizer shots, then the booster shot is what's coming next. And it will happen in September, starting at the tail end of September. And again, you do that math and look at the 8 month period. There won't be those big back centers that we saw months after months after months. The vaccine still is potent in many cases. In New York, for example, new infections among the fully vaccinated are pretty rare, with 9,600 infected out of 10.1 million, but the rate of new infections over the period was 8 times higher among the unvaccinated. So there's a third study from the CDC confirming that vaccines are still shielding against hospitalization and death. And why are they weakening overall against the infection? Well, from what I understand, you look at the immune system, and the immune system trained by the vaccines to spot the virus may not sustain that same type of vigilance over time. It's the time element. The Delta variant became so predominant now in the United States, probably, what, mid-June, and the higher viral loads as well as the transmissibility could be a huge factor in all of this. So the administration's announcement on Wednesday of boosters starting in September is an attempt to get ahead of the curve, even if the precise reasons and pace of immunity are not fully, at this point, flushed out, I guess is the best way to put it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the top doc, who is in some cases revered and others reviled, well, let's face it, in this kind of bipolarish world that we live in when it comes to the arguments about all things related to COVID. He says that the booster could result in a dramatic tenfold increase in antibodies against the virus. Tenfold. So think about that. The promise is to distribute 100 million booster doses at 80,000 sites. So 80,000 sites, much different, smaller sites. And it is a bonus if it's smoother than last time, which is the idea. Because you remember in looking at vaccines and the way that people were trying to get vaccines and ultimately how you had a lot of those big centers, I'll call them centers, but it could be stadiums. We saw that at stadiums, etc. That's not what's going to happen this next time around. In the meantime, there are others who are still not vaccinated, some refusing to get vaccinated and rejecting it. And then there's the horrible stories of those who haven't been vaccinated who get to the hospital and say, please, please vaccinate me. And they have a doctor tell them that it's too late to be vaccinated at this point. We are not at this point at that herd immunity that was talked about so much when we track the amount of people who have been vaccinated and then we look at what's happening again with the Delta variant and where we're headed. Each and every state, it's been different, and we certainly have seen that there are many places where the ICU beds are so narrowly thin, meaning there's one or two, even in some cases, that are left in certain hospitals. So it just depends from place to place, as we know, which is what has happened all along. So you've got the governor of Texas who got COVID-19, and not much is being said. He had one tweet out during the day, and he is getting the antibodies at this point, and there's not much conversation about Greg Abbott, and the news that he had tested positive certainly prompted many to wish him the best, but also calls from some Democrats to drop his opposition to mask and vaccine mandates. So this becomes really the land we're living in, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, those opposed to masks, those who think everybody should mask up, and everything in between, as we know, from A to Z. There's no question about it. It's not controversial. It's just flat out happening, and it's sad to see. It's the fires in California. The Caldor fire exploded. As somebody who was a Californian, I lived there for 6 years of my life, it's leveled parts of a place that I spent some time in a California town that now has forced thousands to evacuate. So the blaze in a place called El Dorado County went from 6,500 acres on Tuesday to about 53,000 acres as of Wednesday morning. So wildfires have wreaked havoc, with some going back to school and many people trying to figure out what they're going to do next because of the evacuation and because of the collapse of many, many, many neighborhoods. And the Dixie Fire, for example, in Northern California, that fire isn't expected to be out for months. So you can only imagine the confusion and chaos added to what's already happening that's causing so many people to have to try to reconfigure their lives. All right, we continue to hoe the road with some odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, futures or crypto. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insight, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/BuyBlackSummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com/BuyBlackSummit. Topping odds and ends since the COVID hangover, U.S. Customs seized a shipment, ready for this, of over 3,000 counterfeit COVID cards from China. Seems you can get anything from China, right? So I've heard about this. I had a friend that I had lunch with a couple of weeks ago who talked about the fact that she had an aunt and an uncle who said that their son didn't want to get vaccinated. And he was serving, actually, and he was being deployed to another area, so they got him a fake COVID card because he had to have a vaccination card. And more people who are required to show them are finding ways to get around it, and this is becoming a popular option of where can you find it. And so Customs nailed at least one shipment, and they have, I guess, a beat on several others. And this, the fake COVID card, has become much more popular than you can imagine. I thought at first it was like, okay, well, of course, you know, you, whenever something like this happens, you're going to have fakes. You're going to have people that are going to take advantage of it. I mean, but now it's about how can you spot a fake COVID-19 vax card, and they're being sold online. And then it becomes, are fake COVID-19 vaccine cards a crime? There was a naturopathic doctor who was arrested in North Carolina for peddling fake treatments that put people's lives at risk. So this is a different scenario. And worse, he was giving them counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards, and instructed customers to falsely mark that they had received a vaccine. In Tennessee, they found thousands of counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards that were seized by the Customs and Border Patrol officers. Just last year, they found it at a port, more of them coming in. And like I said, the question is, how do you spot a fake one from a real one? And it is a federal crime, by the way, to create, sell, or buy a fraudulent COVID-19 vax card with the seal of a U.S. government agency, because that's what you have on the card. But the federal agencies have released paper cards as proof of COVID-19 vaccinations, right? And that happened in December 2020. You may have one. I have one. They're meant to help vaccinated people remember when to get a second shot. That was ultimately really what that was about. That they, when they handed it to me, said, don't lose this. This is to serve that you've got this one, and then when are you getting the second one? But it's easy, I think it's easy to spot when they're fake and when they aren't. And, you know, some of these things are selling for as much as $200 a piece. You even had a California bar owner who was arrested a couple of months ago for selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards pretty cheaply, because some of them were $200 a piece. He was selling them for $20 a piece, falsifying that they had the vaccination, right? And the FBI is saying, yeah, we're recommending posting images of your vaccine card to social media sites because your personal information could be used to commit fraud. So that's also what's happening in some cases. It's the dates, you know, checking the dates of the vaccine and handwriting for signs of forgery, they say, is one way people are looking at this if they're being checked. Businesses have a different approach by you know, looking again at what that seal says and what it looks like. But I would think, I looked at my card, I would think it'd be, in a sense, easy to duplicate, right? It's just this card that says COVID-19 vaccination record card on it, and it talks about the dates, and it has your name on it, and it shows, it does have a seal on it, but, you know, to duplicate it, I would actually think that it would be rather easy. So I think cracking down on this, you might grab some of those illegal cards, but then there's going to be more people that are going to be able to take advantage of that and sell it. And I think they're going to pop up more and more, especially with this whole cry of the booster shot. So what, you know, what is that going to mean for some people? All right, odds and ends. We're going to shift a bit, right, from the COVID conversation and the boosters to the Taliban and what's happening in Afghanistan and Kabul, and what's happening with this evacuation. And the fact is now that the president has said that whatever it takes to get everybody out of there, meaning to get the people, the Afghanistan people who have helped the Americans who are on these so-called kill lists, who are desperate in getting to the airport and trying to get out and trying to figure out ways to make it on to one of the cargo planes. And, of course, any of the Americans that may be left, there are violent scenes that are starting to happen in not just the capital city, but in some other areas, because you're seeing fighters who are patrolling the streets. That's starting to happen. There is a crackdown now on looking for people who are trying to get through and trying to get to the international airport, because you've had thousands of people who have gathered there in the last couple of days who are trying to get any kind of a seat on an evacuation flight, even if they have to crawl into a corner and sit in some kind of an open bay in some of these military jets, which is exactly what's happening. And we've seen some of the photographs and some of the video of that. So you've got foreign governments who are kind of trying to hedge on what they're going to do. You know, what happens now that the Taliban's there, and the Taliban trying to be recognized as, this is Taliban rule, this is our new place. The government is ousted, and are there governments that are going to campaign resistance to the Taliban rule, because this becomes the next step? This is the transition. You have the former Afghan president who said in a videotaped statement, finally, because he resurfaced, that he intended to return to Afghanistan. This was days after he disappeared from Kabul as the Taliban took over. And President Ghani said he was in the United Arab Emirates. And a government statement said he was welcomed on humanitarian grounds. And he denied that he had taken large sums of money, because that was also one of the rumors with him as he left Kabul. He fled because he said he feared the Taliban would hang him if he stayed, just like the group did to the former Soviet-backed president the last time it conquered the capital city in 1996. So there are signs that are starting to be put up. There are tweets that have been out, join the resistance, etc. And this is far, far, far from over as to what this is going to look like as the smoke continues to clear. The Afghanistan Central Bank governor said that the Taliban would only have access to a fraction of the percentage of the country's $9 billion international reserve. Most, by the way, is held in banks in the United States. So, of course, the Biden administration froze Afghanistan funds in the last couple of days to try to have some leverage over the militants. But then that also strangles the economy of Afghanistan, which is an impoverished country that is massively dependent on the U.S. and any international aid. So all of this is sending the people in those areas back in time to an awful, awful, awful place. You've got protesters marching. You have the sounds of gunfire. You have a lot of confusion that is happening, not just in Kabul, but in some of the other places and some of the other major cities in Afghanistan. And you've got Taliban fighters that have taken people's cars and have taken over some homes and are doing what they please. There's still, like I mentioned, a lot that's unknown. We just know that there are some horrific things that are absolutely happening because they now have thrown over the government. I mean, that's the other part of it. So what is the fall of Afghanistan going to look like a couple of months from now as this sloppy exit from Afghanistan is continuing to happen for at least the next couple of weeks? What happens in a withdrawal? We've seen it. One that is not executed well. Mailbag coming up.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Officials believe between 10,000 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50,000 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5,000 to 7,000 people out a day. The State Department says that about 2,000 people have been evacuated in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News. The State Department said Wednesday that American citizens and Afghans trying to get to the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul are being stopped by Taliban checkpoints across the city. The Taliban had previously made public statements that they would allow safe passage to those who wished to leave the country. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says that the U.S. is using all of its resources to put pressure on the Taliban to allow free passage to the Kabul airport.
We have seen reports that the Taliban, contrary to their public statements and their commitments to our government, are blocking Afghans who wish to leave the country from reaching the airport. Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail, man.
Dig in the mail, man.
Yeah.
It is a stampede. It feels like it anyway, with the amount of mail that I've gotten. Thank you, all of you. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's how you can let your thoughts fly 24/7. This one is from Tom, listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. Young lady, I like that. Ooh, young lady. Young lady, I enjoy your show. I discovered it probably 4 or 5 months ago. Continue to do what you do. One thing that I will say is this president, I'm kind of iffy on him in the first place. When I say iffy, I am a Democrat. I voted for him because I felt like I had no other choice, but he was not the best option, I believe. And I think that what a mess he has made, or his administration has made, or the lack of strategic thinking among the military, I'm not really sure, and I don't even want to blame it on the military, but just, I don't understand. You know, you knew it wasn't going to be completely smooth, of course, and you know that there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, and I think, like anybody that's watching this, you see these people clinging to planes, you see the people inside the cargo of the cargo hatch of the plane, and you watch in horror as it becomes an even bigger crisis. And again, yes, the Taliban inevitably could have taken over, but I think so many of us were led to believe that all the sweat and all the work that went into training the military there is now for what? because they abandoned their posts, they took bribes, they did not stand up to the Taliban, and here this is what you have as a result of it. Imagine the people who in some way helped Americans are on these lists, how long they're going to live, what's going to happen to their children. It's very, very distressing, to say the least. And I may have fumbled in my execution of this first email to you. Trust me, there'll be others. I will also try to call at some point, Kate. But your thoughts on the departure? Well, I've said it. You know, now there's reports surfacing that some of what was in this intelligence report that I went through the other night, that, you know, oh, well, that's not true. And we knew, you know, we were aware of so much of that was happening in the country, and that's not true. What some of what is being reported, that back in July, the CIA knew that the security forces and the central government had lost control of the roads leading into Kabul, and they looked at the viability of the central government, and they knew it was in serious jeopardy, and that it was deteriorating way before one could imagine 5 months before that, and there was the prediction that it was going to be an ultimate Taliban victory even before President Trump and Biden decided to withdraw forces. I think the people that were there training knew that this looked like a precarious situation. When I say the people, I say the brave men and women who spent many, many deployments trying to do whatever they could to help the people, aid the people there, and, again, train this military. I mean, it's true that as late as a week before Kabul's fall, the overall intelligence analysis was that a Taliban takeover was not yet inevitable, they say, right? But around the same time where Biden was calling on Afghan leaders to come together, aides apparently were pressing them to make concessions that it was necessary because they had to stave off a government collapse. So, you know, what do you believe? I know we went to Afghanistan 20 years ago with a goal in mind: get the person who attacked us on September 11, 2001, and make sure Al-Qaeda couldn't use Afghanistan as a base to attack us again. And that happened. We did that. Definitely slamming Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and not giving up the hunt for Osama bin Laden. And then, of course, he was gotten. But that was a decade ago. And our mission in Afghanistan was not to stay and nation build. You know, that was not that wasn't the thing. And that's one of the things that Biden said. But then there were so many other things that happened. It was bungled. I agree. It was bungled. Absolutely. All right. This one is from Mac. And Mac says, hi, Kate, I'm looking at the situation with counterfeit COVID cards, and I'm just shaking my head. I mean, if you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. But for God's sake, the fake cards, that is just ridiculous. Don't trick people into thinking that you have a vaccine, and exposing people who have gotten a vaccine and those who are trying to do what they can to be responsible for their fellow Americans' lives, to lie and be part of the process of spreading potentially this COVID-19 or Delta variant, you know, side of this, and risk other lives. All right, I agree with that. If you don't want to get vaccinated and you're not vaccinated, then be that unvaccinated person. But getting the COVID fake cards, I mean, for shame. Come on. You know, you're either proudly planted the flag of, screw you, I'm not getting vaccinated for XYZ reasons. But then to get the fake card, then you're complicit in what we believe and what I believe, and as I'm looking at it, as spreading. You don't want to be the spreader. Who wants to be that person? I never understood that from the beginning of this. Never. All right, here's one from Sal, who says, Kate, I look at some of what's happening in this country, and I just can't believe it. In so many areas, the communities should be proud of the way they're coming together and still helping each other. I think that part is wonderful. But then I see in so many other ways that Americans are tearing each other apart. And it started with or became worse during the coronavirus. I mean, we're going to 2 years of this, 2 years that, by the way, many of us thought it would be 2 years. And there's people who, I get it, who don't want to get shots, who don't want to get booster shots, who say, well, that just shows you it's not working, and there's a zillion conspiracy theories and misinformation out there and everything else in between. But what I don't like is the nastiness on the planes, pulling people's masks off, eyeballing people when they decide to wear a mask when they go in a store. I think it's people's rights to do what they choose to do. And I like the fact, because I have two kids who are essential workers, and they are in situations where luckily people are masking up around them, even though they're vaccinated, because people are just trying to be extra cautious. What is the deal with the mask? It never, ever made any sense to me. The deal with the mask is it became political. The deal with the vaccine is it's super political. I mean, that's it. There's the line in the sand of the people who won't cross it. And then there's the sad stories of, like, the couple in Galveston who were just in their early 40s and went to church camp, and they were there with their kids, came out of the church camp, didn't feel well, and both parents now have died of COVID-19. Specifically, the Delta variant really got them. And when the mother of this family went into the hospital, knowing, you know, these kids have already just lost their father, that she wanted a vaccine. And the doctor said, yeah, you can't get the vaccine now, because they didn't want to get the vaccine for whatever reasons. And then she said, as one of the last things she said, and this is, of course, being reported everywhere, that please, please vaccinate my children who are over 12 years old. And what a sad thing. They lose both parents. Wow. This one from Fish. Kate, you were talking about the storms. I want to give you an update. It is nasty with Fred. When Fred came through North Carolina, which is where I live, now we have like 30-some people that are missing. And, of course, the next thing that you talked about is Grace, Hurricane Grace. So lots of water was dumped. The wind was terrible. And, you know, Governor Cooper said it's a state of emergency in North Carolina. And now we're looking at this tropical storm Henry that could become a hurricane spinning out in the Atlantic. Yeah, hurricane season is not being nice this year, that's for sure. And it's like 35 is what they're saying. They're going through homes. There have been homes that were completely destroyed and are off their foundations. That's what they're saying in a place called Haywood County. And there's mobile homes that were moved, mobile home parks just completely destroyed. And Fred really absolutely wreaked havoc with those people in that area. And it's never good when you're saying, well, you know, there's 30 plus people unaccounted for, so why are they unaccounted for? And then, you know, you had tornadoes, and that's the thing, and you had the flooding, and you know, that was a double whammy. They're talking about as many as 14 possible tornadoes in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina that happened on Tuesday. In Georgia, we saw the tornadoes damaging homes, an apartment complex, a sporting goods warehouse, where you had metal siding that was just ripped right off and knocked around a semi-truck and flipped it over a couple of times. Yeah, people were evacuating. Luckily, some got out and some are missing. Mic drop. Or no, actually, forget the mic drop. What's on tap coming up on the flip side?
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What's on tap? Oh, a lot of things are on tap. We're going to roll through this puppy fast. How about this journalist suing Congress for the January 6th surveillance footage and some other records? Yes, it's true. We're talking about a freelance journalist going after that. Sean Musgrave filed a lawsuit in D.C. Federal District Court on Wednesday asking a judge to recognize a common law right of access to congressional records, which are exempt from public records like the Freedom of Information Act. Did you know that?
Welcome to the man cave.
The lawsuit was filed against the U.S. Capitol Police, the House Sergeant at Arms, and the Secretary of the Senate. None of those offices were immediately in the mix to offer any kind of comments. Musgrave is seeking surveillance footage of the riot and records about the security measures, arguing that increased USCP transparency generally would have been helpful in preventing or understanding January 6th and is important in preventing similar attacks from happening in the future. It's unclear whether he's going to be able to convince federal judges that the legislative branch has an implied legal obligation to disclose the materials in either case. But this is something to think about, and this is why this makes what's on tap. If he is, Musgrave is successful, that really topples the lack of transparency surrounding Congress and all of the volumes of non-public records. So it could be a field day in a sense. It could be a field day in a sense of what could happen in the future. All right, so we move from that to this. The Texas Supreme Court is ruling that fleeing Democrats can be arrested. Yes, it's true. If you can catch those Democrats, they ruled on Tuesday that those who left the Capitol to deny the legislature the quorum needed for an elections bill can be picked up. They also ruled that lower courts rescind temporary restraining orders that blocked the arrest of Texas House Dems. The order is pretty big because it indicates that it is constitutional in Texas to require members of the legislature to return to the state capitol, which can include compelling members by arrest. Earlier in the summer, Texas Dems in the House fled Texas to deny the lower chamber the quorum needed to vote on an election bill that a lot of critics say would curb voting access in the state. 100 members need to be present in order for a quorum to be attained. So very, very significant there, because what does that mean for the future? This is big. A royal in the thick of the Epstein investigation. I mean, this isn't new that we haven't heard Prince Andrew's name mentioned, but this is what's new, that the Duke of York is a person of interest in connection with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, both of whom allegedly ran a child predatory ring. So what does that mean? Think of that, trafficking and sexually abusing girls and women. Epstein's friendship with Andrew is part of an investigation into possible co-conspirators. And the Duke's legal team not saying much, but person of interest is a term indicating that the person has not been arrested or formally accused of any crime, but could be used, and we know because we've heard the term, to add pressure on the Duke to cooperate, because of the fact that Virginia Roberts Guffrey filed a civil complaint last week against Andrew in Manhattan federal court. Guffrey, who was abused by Epstein, says Andrew forced her into having unwanted sex at the age of 17 at Maxwell's London home and in the U.S. on three occasions. He denies the allegations, but prosecutors have asked Andrew before to cooperate during investigations into Epstein and his associates' alleged trafficking and abuse, and he's rejected that cooperation and declined requests to do any kind of an interview. So the Duke of York could be in more hot water. Let's see. You can only imagine the legal team, though, that he has assembled around him, right? Biden nominated National Park Services director after years of acting heads. Did you know that? I've talked about the parks and how much it meant to me during this whole COVID period of all of a sudden I've gotten into hiking somewhat and just was able to do that the other week. But President Biden is set to nominate a guy named Charles Sams to become the permanent head of the National Park Service. That's on tap, setting up a potential end to years of the park being led by several different directors. The National Park Service saw four of them, in fact, during the prior administration. The most recent Senate-confirmed director was Jonathan Jarvis, who was there from October 2009 to January 2017. Sams is an enrolled member of Cayuse and Walla Walla of the Confederated Tribes on the Indian Reservation. He's worked in the nonprofit conservation sector and for state and tribal governments for more than 25 years. So his nomination comes after Biden appointed Deb Haaland as the first ever Native American head of the Interior Department, and since her confirmation has emphasized cooperation with tribal communities and governments on lots of different issues. So if he's confirmed, he would take the reins at the National Park Service after it's been at the center of a series of controversies, including participation in the forcible clearing of protesters from Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square during protest rather in the city last year. So keep an eye on that. That's what's on tap, and that would be a huge difference by not having an acting head, but actually having somebody permanent in there. Permanent. All right, what's on tap in Tennessee? Tennessee's most populated county reimposes indoor mask mandates. So this is big. This happened on Wednesday. They've had a surge of coronavirus cases. Shelby County's mask mandate applies to all indoor public settings, bars, restaurants, gyms, and takes effect in just a couple of days on Friday. A county health department spokesperson said that the order also applies to retail businesses. So that's big. Grocery stores and laundries. They had a mask mandate in 2020 for businesses, but it was lifted earlier in the year. So there are some people who are not happy with it, and there are others that say, well, we have to do it because we've got to do something to get rid of what could kill us all over again. Other areas in Tennessee have been, Tennesseans anyway, have been vocal about their aversion to mask mandates. Most notably, at a school board meeting last week near Franklin, Tennessee, parents surrounded healthcare professionals and yelled, well, obscenities at them. This is the world we live in now. Divided more than ever on the issues related to COVID. And certainly, we haven't heard the last of mask mandates or vaccine cards or no vaccination cards, you don't get in, etc. I think that there may be more of that in the future. In fact, I would guarantee you that there will be more of that. A place that I used to frequent when I was in college, Cedar Point, became sadly a point of somebody getting hurt, where there was an object, there was a small metal object that hit a guest from a roller coaster. It disengaged from the top of the dragster, the Thrill dragster roller coaster, and this is in Sandusky. They released some body camera footage of it at Cedar Point, where this woman was hit by this metal object that fell off of the Ohio Amusement Park's ride. And what's on tap there is an investigation as to how in the heck this happened. It happened at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. The victim was moved onto a cot after she had fallen down, brought into an ambulance outside the ride's entrance, and transported to a hospital for treatment. And the small object somehow became disengaged from a train on top of that dragster roller coaster as it was ending its run. So the ride is closed while it's under investigation by the Ohio Department of Agriculture. That's a wrap, as they say. You hear the music playing in the background. I have to exit stage left. Easy for me to say. That's six cups of coffee. Come on. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.